In order to create your online presence, you'll also need a domain name and a hosting account. While there are hundreds of domain registrars and hosting providers to choose from a cost-effective angle, I suggest going with this company here, Namecheap.com, for your domain registration, and this site here, HostGator.com, for your hosting account. They're both very, very cheap. And one way of getting your domain and hosting name even cheaper is by browsing through the online coupon codes that you'll find here on this site, Retail Me Not. And using a coupon, you'll be able to register your domain name for less than $9 and set up your hosting account with HostGator for a penny. Yep, you heard that right. Just 1 cent for your first month. And actually, on Retail Me Not, if I scroll down here, you can see there is also an extension which you can get for Firefox. If you use Firefox like I do, you can get an extension that goes up here for Retail Me Not, so that you can get your coupons quite easily without even having to visit the site. When it comes to choosing your domain name, you want to make sure that it's memorable and easy to spell. Now, here are a few things that you should consider. First of all, whenever possible, you want to choose a top-level domain name. That means a .com domain name. And you want to make sure that your domain has less than 3 words so that it's easy to remember for direct type-ins. You want to include your primary keywords based on your niche and website topic in your domain name. And finally, you want to make sure that it contains no numbers or hyphens for easier spelling. Once you've registered your domain name and set up your hosting account, there are a few other tools that you're going to need in order to maximize your income and grow your business successfully. The first one is an autoresponder account. Now, as an online marketer, you need to focus on building a targeted list of subscribers and buyers so that you can broadcast promotional messages to them on a regular basis. By spending some time building a list, you'll have a built-in customer base that's interested in your products and, of course, the products that you promote as an affiliate marketer. And this is going to make it even easier for you to jumpstart your launches and drive traffic to your websites. And there are lots of different autoresponder services available, and I'll just run through some of the most popular ones with you. The first one here is Aweber, which is aweber.com. And this is the most popular one that's used by internet marketers. Another one is this one, GetResponse, which is getresponse.com. And the third one is iContact, which is icontact.com. Personally, I prefer to use getresponse.com, basically because it's very easy to set up and customize, but all of these autoresponder services are affordable, and a lot of them come with free trial periods as well. So spend some time evaluating each one and determine which provider that you'd like to work with. Now, here's how an autoresponder works. You can set up what are known as campaigns, where you write a series of email messages that are delivered to your subscribers after they confirm their request to join your email list. And each email can be assigned a specific date and time that it's released, meaning that you can have your welcome email message delivered instantly with follow-up emails sent out in sequence throughout the upcoming weeks. As an email marketer, you'll want to work hard to establish a reputation with your list and to build a relationship that shows them that you're someone they can trust. And you do this by offering valuable free content, as well as recommending only solid products that you've personally evaluated. Now, building a targeted email list is critical if you want to be successful online, so don't overlook the power of having a responsive customer base at your fingertips. When it comes to finding your subscribers and building your list, it's a very straightforward process. To begin, what you do is you create a product of some kind that you can give away in exchange for their subscription, their names, their email addresses, and so on. Many marketers create a short report covering tips associated to their market with an advertisement located within the report that links to a sales page for the full product. Others use e-courses, or email training, which offers your subscribers the opportunity to subscribe to your list and receive weekly tutorials or guides focusing on your topic. And there are other things you can create, like software and so on. Now, whatever you decide to create, you want to make sure that it represents you and your brand in the best possible light. You know, don't just throw something together and assume that because you're giving it away for free, quality isn't important. You know, it is. It's very, very important. This is your introduction, your message, and it can either reflect your focus on providing high quality, or it can give people the impression that if the report or product you're offering for free is of low quality, then perhaps all of your other products are going to be of the same grade. So, you know, you want to keep this in mind. One problem that many new marketers encounter is that they simply don't know what to write about, or they don't believe that their writing skills are up to par. A quick solution is to simply hire a freelancer who's experienced with your topic, and you can find them on freelance marketplaces as well as niche-specific forums. And here are a few freelance marketplaces to get you started. The first one is elance.com. And this is good if you're looking for experts on things like copywriting, web design, WordPress editing, and that sort of thing. They do all sorts of freelancers on this site, and it's probably the most popular one out there. Then we've got guru.com, and you can find freelancers to help you with things like writing, editing and translation, web designing, graphic design, illustrations, and so on. Then there's scriptlance.com. This is mainly if you're looking for people to write software, if you're going to give away a piece of software rather than a report. You can find people who can help you do things like PHP programming, Flash, JavaScript, and so on. And they do have other things like marketing and writing and multimedia and so on. And finally, there's Get a Freelancer, and again, they cover a broad variety of topics. And all these websites work in a fairly similar sort of way. What you do is you post your job, and then people bid against it, or they bid against each other, rather, to do your job and to quote you a price. And when you book the people through the site takes a commission off of the payment. If you're looking to hire someone from a community forum, you should check out the warriorforum.com, and you can see here there is Warriors for Hire. If you come down here, which lists people, programmers, website designers, graphic artists, and there are other people on there as well, like copywriters and so on. And the other one here is conqueryourniche.com. And again, it's another internet marketing forum, and it gives you a lot of ideas and also helps you get in touch with other people who are in this particular line who can help you out with things like copywriting and so on. In fact, if I scroll down here, it's quite a long sales page and so on. It's a membership forum there. So again, you can sign up for free on this link here. Remember, the report doesn't have to be long, it just needs to be of high quality and provide solid information on your niche. If you're planning to create an ebook product to sell on your website, the report should serve as a primer, you know, an introduction to your ebook, offering your subscribers a taste test of what your quality and your focus is like. Now, once you have your giveaway product created and are ready to add it to your autoresponder, you simply need to create a squeeze page. Squeeze pages are designed to showcase the benefits to your mailing list of what people are going to receive in exchange for subscribing, as well as having the actual opt-in box that asks for their name and email address. This is code that's generated from within your autoresponder account after you create your new campaign. Now, if you're not a proficient designer, you can purchase existing squeeze page templates that can be easily customized to fit your niche. Just search for squeeze page templates in Google to find designers who are selling pre-created templates. Now, here are a couple of resources offering both affordable squeeze page templates and even free download packages. And the first one is Plugin Squeeze Page, and you can get some free downloads from here. Just simply fill in your name and email address, and at the time that I'm coming to the site here, they've got 12 high converting proven free squeeze pages, $147 value. So you can download those, customize them, and then upload them to your web space. Another one is squeezepages.com, and they've got quite an informative video on the site which tells you all about the product. And you can edit your squeeze pages using any HTML editor, but here are a couple of free ones that you can download. The first one is PageBreeze, which you can get from pagebreeze.com, and it's got HTML and WYSIWYG versions. And the people at coffeecup.com, they do a free HTML editor as well, so you just come here to coffeecup.com/free-editor, and then you can download it right away. Now all you have to do is view your page from the source window so that you can copy and paste your autoresponder code within the opt-in table. And if you need help with this, here are a couple of free HTML tutorials that can help you out. The first one here is at htmlcodetutorial.com, and you can see there's a lot of tutorials here for very popular things with HTML. And the other one is from To Create a Website. Come here to number 2, createawebsite.com/build/html.html, and again you've got HTML tutorials, and they're also giving you some free HTML templates as well. You can also hire a designer to create your customized squeeze page as well as integrate your code for you. And if you want to save time and make things easier, then this might be the way to go. And here are a few designers that I have personal experience dealing with who are always interested in going the extra mile for their clients. And the first one is Graphics Genie, which is at graphicsgenie.com. And then we've got Squeeze Page by Design at squeezepagebydesign.com, all run together like that. And it's Squeeze Page Design by Rhonda Crosby. And then there's eCover Ninja. And if you're giving away a report or a video or something like that, then it's a good idea to have something that looks physical on your website. It's human nature, really. People like to think that they're getting something, whereas what they're actually getting is just a bunch of code. But it helps just to encourage people by giving them something to look at. Let's look at the portfolio here, and you can see the sort of thing that they do. See, you've got binders and membership cards and so on. And it just makes people look like they're actually getting something in return for their name and email address. And finally, you've got freesqueezepagenow.com, which is a template generator. And again, it just enables you to generate squeeze pages, and this one is absolutely free. And we'll continue this video in part 2.